So last week, in looking at this concept of brokenness, used the image of kintsugi, the broken bowl that is made more beautiful when it's fixed, when it's repaired with a precious metal. Well, one of the parishioners came up with people must be thinking about this. One of the parishioners came up with another example that I want to share with you, and it's really a great one, and it fits right in with what we'd like to talk about in the scriptures today. And it comes to us from that really, at that time of year, Christmas time, from that really great movie about Rudolph and the Island of the Misfit Toys. You may or may not remember that, but so it's about, you know, Rudolph, who didn't fit in. You know, they made fun of him because of his nose. But then there was also Hermie, who was the guy who made toys, but he really wanted to be a dentist. He wasn't happy making toys. And then there was Yukon Cornelius, who was supposed to be panning for gold, but he was looking for the wrong stuff in all the wrong places. And so these three and some other ones stumbled upon this island of misfit toys. And there were all kinds of toys that no kid would ever want. And so they had an elephant that had spots, or they had a train that had square wheels. And the idea behind this great children's movie was that, first of all, none of us are perfect, and secondly, that there are redeeming qualities in all of us, that our value is not just set upon one thing, huh? And so, in a sense, we're all broken, we're all misfits, we all don't fit. So, you always try to make personal applications to these things. So I thought, well, how is this kind of like my life? And so I thought, well, I had way too many examples that came to mind. For example, when I was in junior high, I loved basketball. And so I was on the JV, of course. And I was so excited to get the ball, I thundered down the court in the wrong direction. Okay, talk about misfit toys. And then it was in front of this girl who had a crush on me, who Mom told me later on, "Johnny, that's your cousin." She cried. I was embarrassed. But then even if you fast forward, like when I was ordained 40 years ago, a lot of the priests that people kind of looked up to as the examples were the guys who drank scotch and played golf. Well, I hate scotch, and if you play golf with me, you better wear a helmet. So I get this idea about not fitting, about maybe not really being a part of that. But the point of this is that it really applies to our spiritual lives. It really applies to our spiritual lives. And so in that sense, we're kind of always misfit, but we think we are going to be perfect. We think that, unfortunately, sometimes people think, well, I got to get scrubbed up and get my life in order before God will ever listen to me. Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, it's blasphemy. But yet we perceive the fact that what God wants is rule followers. So the first reading that we had today that talks about the giving of the law, the giving of the Ten Commandments. But as I like to remind people before and after reconciliation times, is that you can whip through those top 10 and say, man, I haven't murdered anybody yet this week, and I haven't coveted my neighbor's ox or ass, so I'm good. And you're still broken. Because the Ten Commandments are just the jumping off point. They're not the be all and end all, They're just the jumping off point. They're a frame of reference to get us to think about our relationship with our God, with ourselves, with others, and with the environment. And so it brings us back to what this is all about. And we look at that in terms of what God is about. What's God about? Unconditional love. Unconditional love. So God's love is not unconditional because we're perfect. God's love is unconditional because we're not. And no matter what, God will not stop loving us. Even hurts his feelings when we go to hell. Because we didn't take that as something that he did to us. We chose it ourselves. We made our reservations, punched our ticket, drove there ourselves. God's love is unconditional, no matter what. And that's the thing that this Lenten season brings us to remind ourselves, because the idea about being broken, the more we run from it, the more we get in trouble. If we think, well, I don't have anything to worry about. It's all these other people. Well, no, we're all kind of, this world is the island of misfit toys. None of us are perfect. None of us fit. We all got flaws. We all got things. And if you're married and you don't think you do, ask your spouse. Honey, I'm glad you asked. If you're not married, ask a good friend. They'll tell you if they love you. And so it's about accepting, becoming aware and accepting those things, but not staying there. It's giving those things over to the Lord, saying, all right, this is me. I'm not very happy about it, but you've got to help me with this. It's God's unconditional love that helps us out. But even sometimes, even when we try to do the right thing, we kind of get screwed up. In today's gospel, this great gospel about Jesus kind of losing it in the temple, but you have to remember the context of this. So the temple was the place that all of the Jews came to worship. But they came from different places. And if you've ever traveled to another country, you know you need to get your currency exchanged. So that's what was happening. People come from different areas. They go to the money changers so that they could exchange the currency from whatever region they were from, so that they could buy the things that they needed to use as sacrifice. So if you didn't have much money, you bought a turtle dove. And that's what was offered. If you had more money, then you had an ox or a ram or a bullock or something like that. But the problem was that they were doing that, but they'd moved that instead of being out in the outer court, outside the walls, they were doing it in the temple. And so that which looked to be a good thing, they kind of put the cart before the horse, and that became more important than worshiping God. And so that's why Jesus kind of went nuts, kind of. He said, take those out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace. And then he said, who are you and who said you can do this? And he said, destroy this temple and I'll rebuild it in 3 days. And you heard what they said. We have been building this joint for 46 years and you're going to tear it down in 3 days. But of course, he was talking about this temple, which is what you and I are thinking about during this season. All the time should be, but during this season, this temple, ourselves, that are broken and flawed. And we like to pretend like we're not. We like to put on to others that we're not. Or even worse, we look at the things in other people and we criticize and tear them to bits and pieces when we're just as flawed as they are. Now, maybe you've had the experience of having some of those things in your life healed, and that's great. But if you have been healed of some of those bits and pieces of brokenness, then do you treat other people differently who have bits and pieces that are broken? Or do you kind of lord it over them and say, well, thank God I'm not like that? No. Because we're all elephants with spots. We're all trains that have square wheels. We don't fit. We stand out. We're different. We try desperately to be like everybody else, but we already are. We're flawed. That's not a bad thing. You know why? Because when we're flawed, that's when we need Christ. When we think we're slick and strong and sleek, we don't need God's help. That's why they say there are no atheists in foxholes. When the chips are down, people pray. I remember on 9/11, I was at UNI, and do you remember we were there? Yeah, at 9/11 at UNI, and my gosh, we had the student union was full of thousands of students. A couple months later, wasn't that way in church. Wasn't way in our parish churches either. When the chips are down, oh, by God, I'm going to pray. The point is this. No matter what, God always loves us. That unconditional love in the midst of our unlovableness at times. And that's okay because God's the one who heals us, informs us, and fixes our square wheels. But first we have to admit that. We have to admit that, and then even more importantly, we need to cut a little slack to those around us. Because think about who Jesus spent all of his ministry with. It wasn't with the perfect. It was with the island of misfit toys.